This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The cardiac birds were at it again
Can't
today.
Keep them down, Bone.
8 runs scored in the 9th inning to pick up a 13-10 win over the Twins in Fort Myers. Joining us now is Andy Koska, who covers the O's for the Baltimore Banner. Andy, before we get into today's game, prior to the break, we were talking about Grayson Rodriguez, who made his Grapefruit League debut yesterday. He talked about the modified delivery to try to avoid those lat strains. You've been down there. Has that modified delivery been noticeable to you? And what are you expecting out of Grayson in 2025?
If I'm being completely honest with you, I hadn't noticed it until he brought it up. We were talking very, you know, minute differences, between different muscle groups here. Mm-hmm. I'm not a professional pitching coach, so while I pick up on some major things, that one slipped by until we added that, you know, nice little detail in a press conference yesterday, which. Makes total sense that he would look to change something like that. You have 2 lat injuries in 3 years or whatever the time frame is. Make some sort of change, and it has not impacted his velocity. We've seen that. His pitch shapes still look good. So seems like it's a totally fine thing to do, and shouldn't impact him, you know, negatively at all. And if anything, should help him out a little bit.
We shouldn't be surprised at this point about Jackson Holliday looking the part in spring training games, because offensively he certainly did that last year. I think defensively was probably a little bit different. How much more comfortable does he appear, albeit limited sample size and still not major league speed type of game, but how much more comfortable does he look at second base to you?
He looks really comfortable at second base. I do think that even late in the season last year, when he was in the majors, it looked a lot more comfortable. It looked pretty steady over there. I know it might not be Gold Glove caliber defense immediately. He does have good range. Mm-hmm. He played shortstop growing up. In fact, in a pinch, he'd play shortstop for the O's. But I imagine, you know, second base might be the home just because of the arm. And also the fact that you have Gunnar Henderson over there at shortstop, who, right now, I know he has some lower right side discomfort, but the word from the team is that it's not a huge concern as of this moment. Of course, we'll stay on that and see if it does become a concern at some point. But Jackson does look very comfortable in the field and batting wise. And we saw what he did the last 8 games of the season, small sample size. We've seen what he's done the first week of spring training games, again, small sample size, but has looked pretty confident up there. The thing that I've enjoyed watching most with him, and I'll probably write about this next week, is that he's looking to steal basically every single time he gets
there
up.
There we go.
And obviously right now is the time to do it. Brandon Hyde said post-game today, he does not care if Jackson Holliday gets thrown out every single time on the bases during spring training. Does not care. because what he really wants is to practice his jumps, practice, you know, it's not, Jackson has straight line speed, but there's a lot of art that goes into stealing a base, you know, and you have to pick your timing. You know, are you going first move against a lefty and risk getting, you know, a back pick? You know, there's so much, you know, that goes into stealing a base than just pure straight line speed. And so I think it's been fun watching him out there. In the first inning, he hit a line drive single to right field. So he was, you know, right on the baseball. A couple of innings later, hit the monstrous two-run homer. But just starting first inning here is gets on first, immediately steals second, takes off for third. He decided to, and this is just him getting his timing down, he took off early for third, and the pitcher stepped off and threw him out of third. But that's fine. I mean, those are things that you're going to learn with facing different types of pitchers. Maybe they hold the ball a little bit longer. They mix up their delivery short, you know, they go short to the plate. All sorts of tricks that a pitcher does to try to keep a run game close. And so Jackson's going to pick up on that. But I think he has the potential to be quite the speedster on the bases. And it's, you know, hopefully, you know, if we see more of that, it's pretty exciting to watch.
We're speaking to Andy Kosko, who covers the O's for the Baltimore Banner. It's Inside Access on the Fan. Andy, you brought up the Gunnar Henderson injury. I'm using air quotes. Thankfully, it sounds like he's going to be fine. But when that happened yesterday, it really got us thinking, especially with Jorge Mateo, not knowing how long he's going to be out. Backup shortstop currently on this team. Does that concern you there? It seems like there's not a true viable guy.
It doesn't concern me too much at this moment because I do think that Jackson can be he can be a major league level shortstop if he needs to be. Plus, you have Jordan Westberg, a shortstop his entire life before he made it, you know, high levels of the minors, where third base, second base was more of his thing. You know, Jordan Westberg can slot in at shortstop as well. Obviously, neither of them will be as athletic perhaps as what Gunnar Henderson brings, just with the combination of range and arm strength. Westberg simply is not the same caliber, and he's the first to admit it, but Westberg is a good fielder as well. Jackson has the range that can play over there if you need him to, so not a major concern right now, especially because it appears as though Gunnar will be okay, and this is just a, you know, rest him this weekend, see what he looks like on Monday, but no MRI or anything like, you know, scheduled like that. I think it's pretty minor.
We've been kind of taking different people's opinion on the state of sort of the Orioles roster construction, and does it skew a little too young? Are there enough sort of differing personalities, guys maybe who have an edge? We chatted with Freddie Gonzalez last Friday, and we asked him about Tommy Pham or other potential acquisitions last year leading up to the deadline, and he basically was doing backflips and cartwheels saying, my God, I was politicking for that.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Guy all the time, and I think he's exactly what we needed, and I was kind of surprised we didn't do anything to add anybody like that, and they haven't really done anything. Now, is that overstated? Does that matter at all? Or are they running any risks by running it back with that same crew who kind of like couldn't police each other last year, right? Like the bad habits and it all kind of snowballed in a negative direction.
Yeah, I mean, Freddie would know better than I. I mean, he was bench coach and was in the mix every single day. You know, obviously I'm in the mix, but it's going to be naturally different when a beat writer walks into the clubhouse for an hour. Everyone's going to be on a little bit better behavior.
Right.
So I might not see it as well as Freddie. And so it's something, you know, every time, you know, he speaks, obviously it's worth listening to. He's a terrific baseball mind. But I do think he has something of a point in that, you know, obviously has something of a point because it's, you know, he knows what he's talking about. But I would agree with that point is that, you're dealing with the, you know, kind of the same guys that did not maybe have the mettle for dealing with the pressures of playoff baseball. And maybe it changes because you added a 41-year-old in Charlie Morton. And you believe that guys like Adley and Gunnar and Jackson are another year older. They have the experience under their belt of two disappointing Octobers in a row. I guess you can believe that, you know, in that sense, you know, this team is going to improve. But in the same token, I'm surprised that they didn't bring kind of a, you know, clubhouse guy. You know, I remember when, you know, in 2022, you know, just having Robinson Chirinos as backup catcher was a huge portion of kind of teaching Adley Rutschman how to be in the major leagues. And they have Robinson Chirinos back as bench coach. It's possible that they believe that that kind of leadership and how he really relates well with players of all varieties, Latin American and you know, naturalized U.S. Citizens, he has a really great rapport in that clubhouse. So I wouldn't be shocked if they do believe that maybe Robinson is part of that answer. You bring up Buck Britton, a guy that they loved, a lot of guys loved in AAA when he was manager there. Again, those are both coaching staff. And in you know, when you're talking about professional baseball or professional any sports, at a certain point, it's players policing themselves and players leading themselves. And so I wouldn't have, I'm a little bit shocked that they didn't bring in a clubhouse guy of that ilk. But I don't think it is the be all end all. I think this team that you can easily make the counter argument, and I will right now, of, you know, they, you know, another year older, they have the coaching staff changes that they feel like bring in play, you know, former players and former coaches in Buck Britton that guys really rally around and believe in. And you also added a couple of veterans, like, you know, Morton, Gary Sanchez has been through postseasons before. So we'll see. I mean, we'll find out. We can debate this till the cows come home, but you know, we'll kind of find out together in October. But I guess to circle back to the beginning, if Freddy Gonzalez says something, usually has a pretty good point.
He's Andy Koska, covers the O's for the Baltimore Banner. Andy, thank you so much for coming on, man.
Thank you.
Of course. Thanks, guys.
Have a great weekend.
At the bottom of the hour, we're going to get back into the Ravens, revisit the poll that we put out on IA 105.7 The Fan in regards to the Ravens spending. But coming up next, going to get back into the Terps. They need a bounce back win at Penn State, a place that they have not won much at all since joining in the Big Ten, as in just once. Can the Terps buck that trend? We'll get into it next on The Fan.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.